Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Red River Report. My name is Nicholas Coleman, and I am a current first-year creative communication student at Red River College Polytechnic. And today I'm talking with Kristen Karwacki, a current Canadian curler from Winnipeg. She herself is a CRECOM graduate and also a freelance social media manager. And today I'll be talking to Kristen about her experience through the Creative Communications program, how she was able to still keep that passion for curling, and how she manages being a social media manager as well as a professional curler. Let's dive right into it.
So, Kristen, I'm going to start you off with a question. And with you being a former CRECOM grad yourself, I'd like to ask you, how was your CRECOM experience?
Yeah, my CRECOM experience was really awesome. It was very busy, lots of assignments and lots of things to stay on top of. But yeah, my experience was really, really great. I met a lot of really awesome people that I became lifelong friends with, and it got me a lot of experiences that I never thought I would have from the program. So yeah, it was a really great 2 years.
Yeah, for sure. And I was talking with, I'm sure you remember Joanne Kelly, my current journalism instructor, and she couldn't remember, but I wanted to ask you what your specialization was.
Yeah, I majored in public relations in second year.
Okay, awesome. And so with our first year coming to a close within a month, do you have any advice to CRECOMers for this time of year? As you know, they can be stressed and overwhelmed with the amount of assignments.
Yeah, I would say definitely make lists and schedules, and time management is definitely super important. But also just try to enjoy it. Like, I remember feeling very stressed, especially towards the end of first year and kind of going into second year and trying to figure out like what I'm going to major in and everything. But yeah, just try to enjoy it for what it is and the experience, really. Because I mean, at the time it was very stressful, but now looking back, I would totally go back and relive it. So,
and I wanted to ask you next, I understand you're a professional curler. So did that choice to curl professionally come to you before or after CRECOM? And what kind of led you to pursue it?
Yeah, so I have been curling since I was 10 and always, well, I shouldn't say always, but once I was turned 13 and started getting more into like the competitive part of it, I started having really big aspirations to kind of take curling as far as I could go with it. But then I applied for the CRECOM program kind of randomly, actually. I saw like a blog post that my friend shared, and I thought that program looked really cool. So I just decided to apply for it, got in, and then kind of realized I had to make that tough choice of taking the 2 years off from curling to do CRECOM. So I, at the time, I was able to defer it for a year. So I decided to do that, curl one more season, which was really fun, and then took 2 years off to do CRECOM, and then kind of got back into the grind after that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I was going to ask you, that was my next question too, about how you found out about CRECOM, if it was after you already kind of had a passion for curling.
Yeah, I definitely had my passion for curling first. I remember working at a job and kind of just ready for the next thing in my life, career-wise. And then, yeah, I just came across that my friend on Facebook was sharing like blog posts for school. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, I wonder what that's all about. Looked into the program. And then, yeah, I just randomly decided to apply and didn't really have any high hopes of actually getting in. Was just kind of seeing what happened. And then it turned out that I actually got into the program. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then with being accepted, obviously you said you had the 2 year deferral where you kind of put curling off. Did you have any thoughts about not returning to curling if like CRECOM took you a certain path, or you kind of had like a change in your mindset for what you wanted to do? Or was curling always like, yeah, I'm gonna go back to this and continue it if however I can?
Yeah, I think I always knew that I wanted to go back to the sport as soon as possible. It was kind of funny because in my first year of CRECOM, the Scotties Tournament of Hearts that year lined up with our reading week. A team approached me and asked me to be like their alternate or fifth player for that season. And they ended up winning provincials. And then we all got to go to the Scotties that year. But really, I wouldn't have had that opportunity had I been playing, or who knows what would have happened. So there was just little opportunities that kind of happened along the way because of Crecom. So yeah, but to answer your question, yes, I always wanted to go back to the sport after school.
Awesome. Yeah. And then also I know Jill Officer, who's also a curler, she is also a Crecom graduate. How have you kind of like have you ever thought about her and like as like a sort of like I'm following in her footsteps kind of thing at all? Or like because you guys have similar career paths. Is she someone that you've like thought about or like ever looked up to in a certain way, if I'm putting that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny that you bring her up because I decided to defer going to Crecom because I knew that I had to take those 2 years off. So I had just made that decision. But also I did reach out to her and I went out for a coffee with her and just kind of picked her brain about the program, what she was able to do with it afterwards, how she felt about taking 2 years off from curling, because I know she did that herself. So we had a really nice conversation and she kind of reassured me that those opportunities would still be there after school. And yeah, I've always really looked up to her. She's such a phenomenal athlete and curler, and she's a hard worker. And yeah, I mean, everything worked out for her. So I just thought, well, if it could work out for her, then it should hopefully work out for me in some way. And yeah, to this day, I don't regret taking the program at all.
And with your, I guess you specialize in PR, and I understand that you're also a freelance social media manager. So how are you able to balance those being a freelance social media manager as well as a professional curler? And how do you apply some of the skills you've learned in Crecom in like your everyday life with being a social media manager and beyond that?
Yeah, I think Crecom teaches you a lot of really valuable skills that you can carry forward in pretty much anything in your life. One of them being time management and just having a schedule and sticking to those things. Social media freelancing for me allows me to curl. Like they kind of go hand in hand, I guess. A lot of my friends who are curlers aren't really able to work full-time jobs once you get into like the bigger events. It's just a lot of time off work. Having my own kind of social media side biz is a lot of fun, but it kind of just allows me to curl and work wherever I can on the road. So I don't have to be at home to do my job, which is nice.
Yeah, totally, for sure. What are some of like the coolest things you've been able to do as a social media freelancer and like some cool projects you've worked on where you're like or anything that relates to Crecom where you're like, wow, I wouldn't have kind of been able to do this without those skills?
Yeah, I think just my whole social media career in general, like when I was in school, social media was kind of taking off a little bit, but at the time it wasn't so much like there wasn't so much freelancing and people weren't really getting paid to take over accounts yet and things like that. So after school, I was able to work with a lot of like curling teams, which I still work with. And I'd say those are some of like the coolest projects or things that I get to work on. And one of them being, I do social media for the Team Anderson, Team Carrie Anderson. And I've been able to do their social media right from the get-go. So to see it grow over the years and manage that. And yeah, it's just been really fun and a cool experience that I definitely wouldn't have had without Crecom.
Yeah, definitely. It's super interesting. And then also, I understand just was it about a month ago or less than a month ago, you also were in Calgary competing in another Scotties tournament of hearts. How just out any not even relating to Crecom, just how is it to be there and experience that and like participate?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, that was my first full Scotties I've ever played in. I've been fortunate enough to be Team Anderson's alternate for the last few years, and I've gotten to go to a few Scotties and Worlds with them, which has been amazing. But yeah, to be like out on the ice representing Canada and actually playing every single game was amazing. Like, I couldn't even describe it really. And my mom actually ended up coming out and surprising me, so that was really fun and cool. And she was kind of living her best life in the stands, so that was fun. But yeah, it was amazing. I really hope I get to do it again for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So when picking a specialization during pre-com, obviously you went with public relations. Were there any others that really stuck to you where you had to make a hard choice with public relations? And would, like, with any of the skills that you learned through classes like media production or journalism, it all kind of combines. But are there some where you're like, I not like regret not taking, but like wish you learned more of a certain aspect?
Yeah, I definitely had a choice, honestly, between journalism, media production, and PR. Like, I had all of those on my list. I'm not sure why. Ad just didn't really stick out to me. I guess I just didn't really see myself totally working in that field. But yeah, journalism, PR, and media production were all kind of higher up on the list. Media production was probably a little bit higher. I was a little bit more torn between that and PR. I felt like PR gave me a really wide range of skills that I could use going forward, whereas media production was very specialized and specific. And I wasn't totally sure if I wanted to be working only in media production. So I think that's what led me to kind of working in PR. And yeah, I mean, like, thankfully, like, I did learn a little bit of media production, the skills in my first year, and with like TikTok and Reels and everything. Like, those are kind of all the rage that you don't really need specific skills for, anyways. But yeah, it was a tough choice between the three, but I just saw PR as like my biggest range of skills that I could use going forward.
I assume you plan to curl as long as you can. But after that, do you plan on potentially working in a PR field, kind of, yeah, just in the PR field as like a potential career after curling?
Yeah, for sure. Who knows how long social media will be around for? It's constantly changing, so you know, who knows what will happen with that. But yeah, definitely. Like, I would love to work in the PR field, specifically in curling too, I think, for sure. And there's been a few positions that I've seen over the years that are kind of in the PR field and curling. So I'm not too concerned about kind of pivoting from social media to something else. But yeah, I think in general, I would love to work in the curling field in marketing or PR for sure.
Awesome. Well, that's all the questions I had. So thank you so much for joining me, Kristen. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem.
All right, that was Kristen Carwacki, professional curler and former CRECOM graduate. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode and were able to take something away from Kristen and can apply that advice to your either CRECOM life or just everyday life. I'm Nicholas Coleman. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Red River Report.